Welcome into the 2015 football season and another year of Trojan preview here on KJN. Chris Parks speaking with Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein. Coach, welcome into a new year.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a long time coming, but going in the second year, we're pretty excited.
How's the offseason gone for you? Seen kids obviously a little bit more now, had a chance to work with them over a summer. How's that gone?
Off-season's been great. The guys have been working hard in the weight room. I mean, I've really stressed to the guys since day one, that football is a 12-month commitment. And for the most part, the majority of them have made that commitment. I mean, we've been opening the weight room at 6:30 in the morning since football started last year, and, continued it all through the winter and the spring and the summer. And we've made tremendous strides in our strength and, in our speed, and it's been a great off season.
All right, and you've had a chance now to experience, this school district and the system here for a little while. Are there any adjustments that you've made along the way from what you experienced year one to now what you're going to try to do here in year two?
Just a little bit. I mean, we've had to tweak a few things, but one of the nice things that, this year is that, we started school almost 2 weeks later. So, so we got 2 weeks of, real like football camp with the guys and time to meet with them and, and do all that stuff that, that we didn't get to do last year because, we had 2 days and then school started and, all of us were in teacher in service and that kind of stuff. So it's nice this year to have that time.
And now that you're, of course, turning into a new season, there's always that turnover. There's, that's the nature of high school athletics, is there's going to be kids that are leaving after graduation. You have other kids that you expect to step up and fill those roles. Talk a little bit about some of those players that are stepping into those new key roles for you here this season and maybe some kids maybe that have surprised you and what they've been able to do so far this year.
Joey Walker was, he left some big shoes to fill, but Kyle Nelson stepped in there at quarterback and done a great job for us. Brody Peterson at tailback. He and Drake kind of split reps toward the end of the season anyway. So, we kind of knew what we had with Drake. And Drake's gotten a lot stronger and a lot faster. And, I think he's going to be able to fill that role really easily. Offensive line, we're going to be really young. John McConkey started for us last year as a freshman. Nate Mullen started as a sophomore. Both of those guys are back. Our starters are, a lot of sophomores and juniors. So, we're going to be young up front, but, I think we're going to be just as strong, if not stronger, than the group of seniors we had last year. And, our wideout positions, we've got some really good skill kids, they're going to be able to step into those roles. Ben Reno, Dylan Sontag, are going to be able to step in there. Nate Gifford, I think those guys offensively are going to be able to do really well. And then, defensively, we've changed our scheme a little bit, because we don't have as many big guys. We've got a lot of really fast kids that are athletic. So, we've changed our scheme a little, and, I think, we're going to miss Skyler Swoboda on both sides of the ball, on the line. But, not having him is kind of the reason why we changed our scheme a little bit. And, again, up front, we're going to be young. Linebacker position, Drake Roller, again, going to be able to step in there. And Zach Stork, Nate Gifford. And then, our defensive backs, again, we got some young kids out there. Jackson Eden, Ben Reno, and Dylan Sontag, playing defensive back for us. Kyle Nelson and Brandon Holmes are both, they're returners for us at defensive back, so we'll be okay there. But, we kind of knew what we had going in. One of the real big surprises for us is Zach Stork. We moved him to offensive line, and pound for pound, he's the strongest kid on the football team, and he's done a tremendous job for us at the offensive line. And we're happy he decided to move there. So, yeah, he's probably been our biggest surprise.
Yeah, it always hurts to lose some of those big key guys like Skyler Svoboda that can fill gaps on both sides of the ball. But you mentioned you're moving some guys around to maybe fill some different positions. I know I had the chance to coach Zach Stork for a while in youth football, and he's always been that kid, just a tough-nosed guy. He's ready to get in there and do whatever the team asks him of. Have the kids so far, have they been receptive to you in making some of those changes and shuffling things around from year one to year two?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got a bunch of guys that are their team players. They're going to do what it takes to win, and that's what we want to do is we want to win as many games as we can. And there hasn't been one guy that I've said, we'd like you to try out this position, and that said, no, coach, I don't want to do it. I mean, they're all in it for the team. And, I even had a young freshman kid, Logan Riley, that right after the 4th of July, before we even started doing anything except for lifting, I grabbed Logan and said, hey, bud, you're going to need to move to offensive line because right now you're the biggest kid we've got in the freshman class, and, you've got a heck of a future there. And he's like, yeah, sure, no problem, coach. And he's done a great job there, and really coachable kid. And, I mean, it's just – we got a great group of kids. I mean, I can't tell you enough how great they are. I mean, we got two foreign exchange students, one from Taiwan and one from Germany, and they don't know a lick about football, but, our guys have just, they've really taken them under their wing and been very supportive. Those guys got to play a few reps in the Red Oak scrimmage, and, the guys were cheering them on and trying to help them out on who they were covering. And, we have a great group of kids. I wouldn't trade them for anything in the world.
Well, that always certainly helps out the cause a little bit. You haven't had a long time to have your hands on the program from top to bottom, but I know it's always kind of a turnover numbers type of game. How do you feel about those classes that have stepped into those roles, moving into that freshman class and a little bit younger than that? Does that seem to be going all right?
Yeah, obviously, we'd like to have more numbers. We kind of say as a coaching staff right now, we're a 3A football program with 2A numbers. But the guys that we've got, like I said, I wouldn't trade them for anything. I mean, they're hardworking kids, and they bought into the program and they bought into what we're doing. And we talked earlier in the summer about what our kind of our team motto, what we wanted to kind of be our thing this year. And John McConkie came up with the best one, and that's the one we decided to go with, was quality over quantity. And and that's what we've got, is we've got a lot of quality individuals and guys that work hard and are going to do the right thing. And there aren't a lot of them, but what we do have, they're quality kids. And they're a great group of kids to coach.
And a lot of things change from year one to year two with other teams as well. The opponents are obviously different, but last year you went down that first week and faced a very tough Clarinda team that had a very good season and had a very good ground game that maybe you weren't quite ready for that first time out. I'm sure for those kids coming back, that's a motivating factor for that game this season to start things off.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that are coming back, it's they're motivated to play this game, and kind of avenged last year a little bit. Last year it was, kind of just getting the nerves out. It's the first time the bullets are really flying, and, running a new system on offense and defense. And, it's one thing to do it in practice against our young guys. It's another to do it against somebody else. So, I think this year, the guys are more mentally prepared. I think they're more physically prepared. And, and getting the scrimmage against Red Oak, I think, was, good for our kids, kind of get the jitters out that first game.
And Clarinda runs a really unique system as well. They've kind of been running that spinner-back type philosophy down there with guys going all over the place, a lot of cross-buck type action in the backfield. What are you doing to prepare to stop that this time around?
I hate that offense. fortunately and unfortunately, we went to the central team camp, and that's the spinner back offense is kind of making a comeback, or guys are seeing some of the success that people are having with it. And so we got to see two or three teams. Webster City was one of the big ones that they run the spinner back, and they've been doing it for years. So we got to see a little bit of it at the central camp, and got to talk to some of their coaches on you know, hey, what do we need to do to stop this stuff? And so, you know, we've got a pretty good game plan going in on what we can do. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is we just, you know, we need to be more physical with the line of scrimmage and, you know, just kind of cause some havoc in there, you know, with their up back, you know, we call him the sniffer back, you know, with him pulling around in there and pulling guards and everything. The more havoc we can create up front, you know, I think the better chance we're going to have.
Well, I know you don't want to give anything away before the season gets going, Coach, but I guess give Atlantic fans a little bit of a taste of what they might be seeing out there from your team offensively as well.
You know, offensively, we're, you know, pretty much the same we were last year, you know, Veer midline, you know, out of the spread. You know, we're going to throw the ball some. You know, being so young up front, you know, it's going to be a lot of quick game stuff and, you know, getting the ball in Kyle's hands and getting it out quick. And, you know, but we're going to take advantage of, you know, Drake being a physical runner and Kyle's a physical runner. And, you know, we've got guys out on the edge that have some speed. I mean, we've got, you know, guys that, you know, went state and track out there and, you know, and Drake was one of those kids. And, you know, we're gonna take advantage of the speed that we've got and just let guys fly around and make plays.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time here this week, and we look forward to following the Trojans all season long here.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein talking about the upcoming season here for the Atlantic Trojans. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here on KJAN.